We will talk again in the future.
Thanks, Jim. It's great to be here.
I've been your host, Jim Banks. You've been listening to Hemispheres. Please tune in next Tuesday for another edition of Hemispheres. And now we're going to go to Cabaret with Rebecca Folsom.
Hey, good evening, everybody. This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. My name is Will Two-Step, and welcome to Cabaret. And as Jim was just saying, we have Rebecca Folsom along with Mark Oblinger in here tonight. Yeah. And how about some music, guys?
Sure.
Absolutely. Shall we just jump right in?
Absolutely.
Okay. Here's a little tune called Love As Is.
Ooh.
1, 2, 3,
start.
Boom. The passageway to your heart, what will set you free? If you're yearning for anything like this, you are just like me. Where are your fraying seams, incisions on your tender skin? So I think we'll do a couple songs here, and that was a new one. Well, new as of last year. I released two new CDs last year, and this is another song off one of the two twins, and they're meant to be little medicines for the soul, and that was the medicine of loving things all the way through, and this medicine is about trust. This is called Run with the Gypsies. the day the gypsies came to town, with billowing tents and bells and jewels spinning round. The fiddler played, invited me in, and with a warning said, my friend, when you run with the gypsies, trust the road will be kind. Pack all your things lightly and leave the rest behind. Trust a soft bed will find you and you will be fed. Trust the stars to watch over you. I left the innocence of home, traded comfort for the wisdom of the road. When I broke down in a deep and darkened place, I was shown love and given grace. When you run with the gypsies, trust the road will be kind. Pack all your things lightly and leave the rest behind. Trust a soft bed will find you and you will be fed. Trust the stars to watch over and you will be led. The smell of earth, the sun, street, sky, the changing winds that blow, a curious heart that is listening and finding beauty in the unknown. From rainy springs to leaves that fall, the twists and turns I've learned to embrace them all. We're all just travelers here with gypsy in our soul. We're passing through and letting go. When you run with the gypsies, trust the road will be kind. Pack all your things lightly and leave the rest behind. Trust a soft bed will find you and you will be fed. Trust the stars to watch over and you will be led. Trust the stars to watch over and you will be led.
Really nice.
Thank you guys.
Thank you. That was really pretty.
Yeah, I wrote that one with Sally Barris, a good friend of mine out of Nashville. I had a house in Nashville and had my label was there, and I was touring a lot from there, and I live part-time here and part-time in Nashville, and I used to, Sally and I wrote a lot together at that point, so nice. She's become a real buddy. We tour together. She comes here, and we do Colorado tours and some Florida stuff and, you know, some different places. So, in fact, I just wrote a new one with her. I haven't finished it yet. So, actually, I will be playing it this Saturday at the Swallow Hill Show. And so more about that later.
Let's have some music.
All right. This is the title track to one of the new CDs. This is Extraordinary Days. Sitting with you, the sunlight streaming in, the gentle lull of voices as another day begins. And I think about how I spend my time, each moment so small like pennies I find, once forgotten in my pocket. They are each extraordinary days of our lives, and how they move so fast, and how the most significant moments don't notice until they've passed, till they've passed. A lifetime, a coin tosses, carousel of gains and losses, like the blessed day I met you, or the morning the doctor gave the news, or the accident that happened in a flash. Time slowed and we slipped the gap, and we couldn't believe that nothing happened. They are each extraordinary days of our lives, and how they move how the most significant moments we don't notice till they're past, and round and round and round we go, round and round and up and down and lost and found till the appreciate in the moment.
Very nice. And you said that came off Extraordinary Days?
Yeah, the title. That's the title track from that one.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that's her newest one, and it debuted at number one and ended up at number 43 for the year on the Folk DJ chart, as well as reached number 5 on the Americana country chart.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's very pretty work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very nice.
Thanks.
Very cool. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's almost quarter after the hour, and my name is Will Two-Step, and you are tuned to KGNU Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins, and this is the Cabaret Program. With each and every Tuesday from 7 to 8, we bring you live local musicians, and tonight we are blessed here to have Rebecca Folsom along with Mark Oblinger. And a little bit about Mark, if you don't recognize the name, ladies and gentlemen, he played with Firefall from about 86 through about 92.
Yep.
And a little bit more about Mark, I just learned, is that he was nominated for a 2013 Grammy. And you want to talk a little bit about
that? Yeah, I did. It was a group of us worked together, Chris Daniels, some other local writers, and we did my friend Steve Barter was the orchestrator for the orchestra. We did a thing called Jumpin' Jazz Kids, a Swingin' Jungle Tale, and it was a combination of a story that was written by myself and my wife Linda Lawson, and then songs. And I got to work with these great jazz people that came in. I got to work with Al Jarreau and T.D. Bridgewater and Hubert Laws and some other folks. And so we got to go out to L.A. and do the whole thing. We didn't win, but the nomination was quite fun, and I felt really proud of the product when it was done.
Yes, yeah. Excellent. And what's the name of it?
Jumpin' Jazz Kids, a Swingin' Jungle Tale is the name of the CD.
Yeah. It's a children's...
Yeah, children's
It's CD. Children's, but it's actually it's really an adult's we'll album that's disguised as a children's album.
It's disguised as, yes. It was the thing that you wrote because you couldn't stand the children's music your kids were listening
right,
to.
Right, so you wanted something that was like
let's try
actually
something
good
else.
Music. Yeah.
That sounds really good, and of course, folks can find that
it's on CD Baby and it's on iTunes, and you know, and we actually have it in three different languages too. It's and besides English, the narration is in Japanese, also in Spanish, and also in French, so it's
nice,
multinational.
Wow, excellent. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And Rebecca is also going to be playing with Mark here this coming Saturday. We want to let everybody know there's tickets still available at Swallow Hill in the Tough Theater, and it's the 29th. The show, the music starts at 8. Is that true?
Music starts at 8. Doors at 7.
Doors at 7.
Yeah, and we'll be, what's kind of extra cool about this show is that I'm also a painter, a fine artist, mm-hmm. and I'm going to be bringing some of my new work and showing it in the lobby and on stage, and which is pretty exciting to bring the different arts together.
That's
and
really good.
It makes for a really cool experience of the visual and the music mm-hmm. coming together. I released an album called Reunion. That was the one before these twins, and we did it at E-Town, the first CD release, and I had 34 new paintings that all went to the songs on the album. So it was one of the first times that I actually brought my art literally together. And it's powerful. You know, that's part of what I do when I teach workshops is how to open creative spigots in, you know, in your world. And when you open a few different ones at the same time, it actually kind of gets out of control.
How to turn them off.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's the 29th. It's this Saturday. If you don't have tickets, you can get them at the Swallow Hill website. And that's an 8 p.m. show, doors at 7, Tough Theater.
Yeah.
And please do attend if you can.
Yeah, please. Come on down.
Support local music.
Yes, absolutely.
And talking about local music, what's this next tune?
You know, this is one I wrote. The CDs were born out of writing a song a week for a year, mm-hmm. and so I had 52 new songs, and I kept my marriage, which was a feat at that point. Most of the songs were all like these uplifting, you know, feel good medicines, and this song came out more as a like, let's turn over the rocks and let's shine light there in some of these places, and hats off to the people that hold people when they go through the shadows and in difficult things. And this is called Crying Out Loud. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4. Is hiding, a man is deciding to go to her bed one more time. She is shamed in the using the silent abusing truth wrapped up in family ties. She wants to cry out, but caught in the doubt, she buries it deep inside. The price is too high for crying out loud, crying out loud. How in the world we gonna turn this around? What have we done? What change will come for crying out loud? So much wounding and pain. How do we explain that we do nothing about it? Caught up in our racing, avoiding facing. Can we name it, feel it, and shout it? I can't keep quiet anymore. I cannot ignore time to do something about it. Time to speak out for crying out loud, crying out loud. How in the world we gonna turn this around? What have we done? What change will come for crying out loud? There is healing, there's a way. It's how we hold each other in our pain. It's how we look our fear in the eye. It's in every tear we cry, for crying out loud, crying out loud. How in the world we're gonna turn this around? What have we done? What change will come for crying out loud? a change will come for crying out loud. Oh. Yeah, so hats off to those. I did a bunch of benefit concerts called Wild Women of the West for Blue Sky Bridge, and that was a benefit for abused kids, and that song kind of came out of that, too. So this next one, I'm born and raised Boulder, Colorado girl, and I've been running the trails since I was little, and this is a love song for Colorado, and actually a very fine woman, Laura Levy, just picked this up to put into a Colorado video that's about how awesome Colorado is. So I'm excited about that. And, yeah, those of you that live here, you know
how. Colorado, awesome is a Colorado word. It's like originated in Colorado.
It's like one of my main vocabulary words.
No, it is, but it is. It's like awesome, dude.
Why on earth would anyone leave here? Except to chase some crazy dream. And I've been gone, coming home, and it comes into view. It's the most beautiful sight I've ever seen. Sunlight shining through. Clouds drifting by, snow peaks melt to rivers clear and blue. With a grin, I jump right in, let it wash me clean. This baptism will make you feel brand new. Back where the rivers run wild and cold. Rocky Mountains kiss the sky. There's no other place I'd rather go. No other place my spirit flies. I'm coming church, just step outside. No place more filled with grace than a summer's eve in the red rocks with the stars shining bright. Back where the rivers run wild and cold, the Rocky Mountains kiss the sky. Other place I'd rather go, no other place my spirit flies. I'm coming home, Colorado. Colorado.
Yes.
The feeling's right, sky's clear, it's a perfect night. Fiddlers playing our favorite tunes. Margaret's brought her apple pie, the children run and the old folks sigh. Lovers sway by the light of the moon. Round and round and round and round, my friend.
Round and round and round.
Up and down and up and down again.
Up and down and up and down.
Storehouse is empty, times when it's filled to the brim. When times get hard, we must remember better times come around again. Feels like forever these fields are dry. Troubles seem to multiply, tightened up, scraped along. Mm-hmm. Well, look at you, well, I believe we can dance our way through anything, giving thanks with a faith that's strong. Round and round and round and round, my friend.
Round and round and round and round.
Up and down and up and down again.
Up and down and up and down.
There are times when the storehouse is empty.
Big rock and roll
the
finish.
Rock finish.
That's mandolin, right? Yeah,
ladies and gentlemen, this is Rebecca Falsom and Mark Oblinger right here at KGNU's cabaret program this evening. Mark swapping out, going back to the guitar. And it's coming into the last half hour of the program, okay. Ladies and gentlemen. So
cool.
This is a lot of fun, Rebecca and Mark. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, our pleasure. Yeah. We love KGNU.
Yeah, we made this
support you, and you support us, and it's a very mutual connection.
Let folks know too. We started this conversation last summer. Actually,
that's right. Yeah.
And Rebecca's like, well, there's a April gig at Swallow Hill.
Right.
It's this Saturday, ladies and gentlemen. So if you're just tuning in, you haven't heard earlier. Swallow Hill, Tough Theater, 8 p.m. music starts, 7 p.m. shows.
Yeah.
Go check them out. But also, we are worldwide on the internet here. So
right.
You have
streaming.
Something coming along on the East Coast. You want to tell some folks about that?
Yeah, let's see. In a couple of weeks, right over Mother's Day weekend, teaching a workshop in South Carolina, Beaufort area. And a house concert, Ladies Island, right around that area. I go out there every spring. It's so beautiful in the spring So, and then Mark will be joining me, and we'll be doing some showcasing out in North Carolina, so near Montreat.
Well,
so
Asheville.
Pretty close to Asheville.
Asheville.
Yeah. So that's cool. That's coming up, and I'm trying to think, you know, and then down the pike, I've got some things back here in Colorado, because this is my hometown, and then I've got we've got some Texas gigs we'll be doing, hitting Anderson Fair out there, which mm-hmm. is in Houston, and ought be playing in Austin, which is always fun, and Dallas, too, I think, right okay. out there.
And for more details, ladies and gentlemen, that'll be RebeccaFalsom.com.
Yeah, you got Excellent. It. It's all there.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Would you? Shall we do some more music?
I'd love to hear okay. some more music. This is a real pleasure. Yay. I usually don't sit down with the artist and do the living room kind of thing like this.
Oh,
this
cool.
Is, this is different for me.
It's usually, are you usually behind the glass? Or
on and off. I come in and out. And nice. Usually.
It's nice to have you in here. It just feels really like we're all sitting around the living room.
It's very comfortable.
Does it feel like that to you guys out there? We're all just sitting around in the living room together. Like old times, you think about radio in the old days.
Oh,
it
gosh.
Just it was so... Wonderful. Everybody came together around the radio. Mm-hmm. All right. This is one I wrote in the spring. It was pouring rain, and this is called Rain. One, two, three, four. She used to walk these hills in red raincoat singing, sweet honeysuckle daffodil, her innocence was springing, but I let her slip away. I let her go, and with all this rain falling, I miss her so. Let it rain. Rain, such a beautiful sound, washing our cares away. Let it rain, oh rain, falling all around, holding us tenderly today. To see her happy and smiling again, back to when her springtime days would never end. But seasons turn and people change, and some days bring pain. Hold on to your heart, let it rain. Dressed in black, can't hear what he's saying, just the steady rhythm of these tears and everyone praying. Well, it's time to lay my roses down, I'm begging, please, Lord, help us all. Rest in peace, let it rain. Such a beautiful sound, washing our cares away. Let it rain, oh rain, falling all around, holding us tenderly today.
Quiet, I can hear that clock.
I know, me too. It's like, okay, we took it to zero. We're gonna have to turn it up to 11 here. So we're going to
take it to
11. Actually, we're going to take it to about 9 with Mark, and then we'll take it to 11 after that. Mm-hmm. So this is one of Mark's tunes that was on his Grammy-nominated CD.
Well, a long time ago, Mama Elephant did say, well, I got me 2 babies born on the very same day. Well, the first was just an angel, to call him Harold seemed divine, yes it did. But little sister made a scene when she called him Geraldine. She said, now Gerald suits me just fine. So proud Mama took her babies down to the park for a parade. And when the band started swinging, little Gerald started singing. You could hear the people say, you know what they said? Now this elephant's Gerald. This elephant's Gerald, yeah. This elephant's Gerald, not Geraldine or Harold. She sure can sing the blues, oh yeah. Yeah, the first time that you get to the hook and people go, oh, I got it. Well, ever since she was a baby, she was bopping with those bees, scatting with the cats, just a tisket or a tat. My little Harold played the keys. She was schmoozing with the pythons, sliding up and down the scales. And with the hippo's feet a-tapping, you could hear the fingers snapping. Then she'd really start to wail, 'cause this elephant's Gerald, yeah. Now this elephant's Gerald. This elephant's a Gerald, not Geraldine or Harold. She sure can sing the blues, yeah. She was the picture of perfection, swinging with her junk in the breeze, yeah. Not gonna ever know to her direction, and not gonna ever know to its need. Let's do this some more. So if you're walking through the jungle and you start to hum out loud, don't be surprised to hear a story of an elephant whose glory would surely make a mama so proud. And if you're looking for a reason or an answer to this rhyme, don't be surprised, you'll soon discover that a book is not its cover when little Gerald comes to mind. 'Cause this elephant's Gerald, yeah, she is. This elephant's a Gerald, don't you know it, don't you know it. This elephant's a Gerald, not Geraldine or Harold. She sure can sing the blues, yeah. This elephant's a Gerald. This elephant's a Gerald. This elephant's a Gerald, not Geraldine or Harold. She sure can sing the blues. Yeah.
Mr. Marco Winger.
See, now that was a little more lively, and I didn't hear the clock after that.
Right, see?
We blocked the
clock. We weren't at zero anymore.
That's beautiful. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got about 19 minutes left of this very, very fine music. Hopefully you're enjoying Rebecca Folsom and Mark Oblinger here at the KGNU Cabaret Studios.
We are enjoying ourselves, I'll tell you that.
This is a blast.
Being here with Two-Step. Will, Two-Step.
We're doing this tomorrow, right?
George, can we have the station? Oh, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, George on the other side of the glass. George Figgs, producer, engineer of the program.
Fabulous.
Extraordinaire. All right. More music.
Yeah.
That's to have it.
We'll turn up to 11 on this
11.
One.
11.
It's not in D minor, the saddest of all keys.
No,
this is a song that I wrote with Mary Huckins of Dakota Blonde and Hazel Miller. And Mary and I sort of started a little folk song, and Hazel got involved, and she just, it wasn't acceptable until I found this groove, and we wrote this song, Wild Women. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you a story about some women I know. Do anything they want, they'll tell you so. They can take just nothing, make it into something good. And something into nothing if it ain't doing what it should. Ain't hanging around for no one to tell us what to do. Wild women, wild women. Never, never, never get the blues. You know this world can be full of lies and sin. You've never been hit so hard you can't get up again. Now listen to that spark of truth lives inside your soul that leads you to the healing that will make you whole. We're all in this together. Come on and grab hold. Wild women, wild women. Never, 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 never get the blues. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nobody got the right try and hold you down. Nobody got the right to hit and abuse. We are women of heart and soul. Lord, we paid our dues. Oh, yeah. Blues. No. That one will get you frisky.
Sang on that.
In the studio, Chris Daniels came in and sang on that one, and he did some great like speaking things behind it. At the very end, he said, "I'm going home happy."
Whatever. Yeah. The last chord hit.
We had to save it. We had to save it. Yeah, it was great. Yeah, we had some great people on that. We had Tim O'Brien on that CD, and Nick Forster.
Richie sang on it too.
And Richie Furay. Yeah. So it was great.
What was the
name
of the album?
That one's Reunion. That was the one that we had before. And this one, we had Tim O'Brien on this too, came in and did a couple days in the studio with us. And pretty awesome to be like singing a duet with Tim O'Brien. Mm-hmm, I'm just saying. That was a put a fork in me experience, you know? I'm done.
I'm going home happy.
I'm going home happy.
It applies to most things. Maybe.
Yeah, years ago, with my Across the Sky CD, it's one of my older ones, and it's still just a really great album. Steve Szymanski from Planet Bluegrass produced it, and we went to Nashville, and I went into the studio, and we had Sam Bush, Jerry Douglas, and Jonelle Mosser, John Cowan in the studio, and we're playing together. I'm in there playing with these guys, and I'm just like, it was so fabulous. Yeah. And that CD is just pretty impeccable. So it's fun to, you know, sometimes when I'm making CDs, I feel like, oh, I'm being so persnickety, or I, you know, like it has to be right. And here it is, you know, that was 15 years ago I did that CD, and I still love it. So it's worth it, you know, to all you like out there aspiring making CDs, stick to it, you know, stick to what feels right.
Stick to your guns.
Stick to your guns. Yeah. So, and I also just want to thank you guys. You guys have been playing my music, I realize, for 20 years. Yeah, 97 is my first CD that I released. Okay. Yeah, so 20 years.
So in 10 years, or 20 years, you've done
10 CDs.
CDs.
I think it might be 11, but I'm not sure. They're getting to be enough, I'm losing count.
my notes say total of 10,
Something like that.
This is really a blast, and thanks for coming in.
Again,
ladies and gentlemen, this Saturday, the 29th, at 8 o'clock at Swallow Hill. Catch these guys. You won't be disappointed, and you'll go home happy.
Go home happy. Right. So do we have time for like one song or two?
Oh, you have about 12 or 13 minutes left.
Oh, okay, great. So
we could do
two.
A couple of tunes.
Okay, great.
I see this next one over here. I kind of like the name of that one there.
Honky Tonk. Mm-hmm. It's Honky Tonk Heaven. And it was a maybe on the set list, but with Will Two Step, we just decided we have to do this song.
Thank you.
Honky Tonk Heaven.
Sorry, George. Hold on a second. Let me get to...
Get your Mando out.
We're going with the Mando. All
right. See, it was on the lower part of the list there, but in your honor.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned for 8 o'clock with Corriente, and your host will be Danielle this evening at 8 o'clock. Good Latin music coming your way.
Mm-hmm.
Stay tuned.
Okay, this is Honky Tonk Ep.
Are we in the same key here? Yes, we are.
Oh, you know what? You are in the correct key. I keep putting this guy up a half step, and then it gets really high. So thank you. I appreciate that. That's appropriate, getting really high in Honky Tonk Heaven.
Oh, good. I'm slightly out of tune, like a
perfect
piano, which is good, yeah.
Oh, we also had... The Subdudes come in
John Magney
on this CD. Yeah. And John Magney did the coolest piano part. And then we had Tim O'Brien come in and sing backup vocals. It's just like, it's the reunion CD, which is just really, check it out. It's, you know, iTunes, you can buy it on that and everything. Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. Time to surrender. You were living a lie. This time it looks like your vessel sunk. But Mama said God takes care of babies and drunks. and the bright lights and pleasures that sweep you off your feet. And now the same dizzy spell puts you out in the street. And roadhouse angels, have mercy, please. Take this curse from me and set me free. For this honky-tonk heaven, this honky-tonk heaven is hell on me. And yes, it's a surprise. The drink gave me wings to rise, but wings made of paper, they're not meant to last. I was flying high, then falling fast. And the bright lights and pleasures that sweep you off your feet, and now the same dizzy spell puts you out in the street. And roadhouse angels, have mercy, please. Take this thirst from me and set me free. For this honky-tonk heaven, this honky-tonk heaven is hell. Swept me off my feet, and now the same dizzy spell puts me out in the street. And roadhouse angels, have mercy, please. Take this curse from me and set me free. For this honky-tonk heaven, this honky-tonk heaven, this honky-tonk heaven is hell on me. That's right.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, for two-step.
Two-step.
All right.
Oh, okay. You've got about 6 minutes.
Okay.
Anything from Aztec two-step?
Do you know the, so we're going to... there was a really cool program happening right before us, and they were talking about meditation and the power of wonder and wondering into things. And I often think of the concept of living life as a question rather than as something we have to actually figure out. So and this song was born actually when I was touring in Hawaii, and it was born from the idea of when we meet the unknown, which is all the time, do we get freaked out, or do we worry, or do we wonder? So this is Why Worry When You Can Wonder, a little gospel song. It's off the new two CDs, and we do hope to see people at Swallow Hill on Saturday. Okay. Come on out.
About 5 minutes to the hour, we're good.
Great.
Okay. This is KJNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned for 8 o'clock for Corriente. This has been Cabaret, and it's Rebecca Folsom and Mark Alblinger. Catch these guys Saturday, the 29th, this Saturday, 8 p.m., Tufts Theater. At Swallow Hill. Tickets are available online.
Yeah.
Great. Thanks again for coming in.
Our pleasure. Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. You have dreams what you love to do. Ah, but something holds you back from making them come true. Fear and worry about what comes your way. Or you can open up your arms and smile and say, come what may, why worry when you can wonder why. Up your heart, let the spirit move, then it happens. A vibrant living flow, and it's taken us places we can only dream to know. Children inside of us.
KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. You are now tuned into KGNU's Cloriente, playing Latin American music from all around the world. I hope to play some newer independent music from South America, as well as some traditional music for the next 2 hours. You just heard a track from Luzmila Carpio, and the track that you heard was Tarpuricasum Sorata. Luzmila Carpio sings in both Quechua and in Spanish. The time right now is 8:04, and I'll be here